They dangled in the air for hours while badly injured. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Two men inside a small plane that crashed into a power line tower in Gaithersburg, Maryland yesterday afternoon, stuck there 100 feet above the ground, while a lot of other people in the area were left in the dark.
I believe it is about 120,000 Pepco customers, based upon my last look at their website, that are without power in Montgomery County.
Fire Chief Scott Goldstein. But by the time the two men were rescued shortly after midnight with serious but not life-threatening injuries, most of the power had been restored, but schools in Montgomery County were canceled. In Houston, Texas, power outages at water treatment plants led to a citywide advisory. Residents have to boil water before drinking it. The 19-year-old man who went on a racist shooting spree at a Buffalo supermarket targeting black people in May is due back in court today to admit he did it.
Peyton Gendron was going to change his plea last week, but due to a heavy storm that impacted the Buffalo area, the court hearing was postponed. And today, Gendron is expected now to plead guilty. He's accused of 10 counts of murder, 10 counts of second-degree murder as a hate crime, 3 counts of attempted murder, and a state statute charging him with violating New York's domestic terrorism motivated by hate law.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Gendron faces life in prison without parole. This doesn't happen often in China. Widespread protests across the country over the weekend, angry about COVID.
The focus, the government's zero COVID strategy. Lockdowns, mass testing and travel restrictions continue after almost 3 years. The rules have been blamed for tragedies, including a deadly fire at a tower block last week. Protesters risk harsh sentences, and a number have apparently been arrested. The government's given no official response.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. It's Cyber Monday, typically the biggest online shopping day of the year. Adobe predicts more than $11 billion in sales, which would be 5% more than last year. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another vigil is planned tonight outside the Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, where a store manager opened fire in the break room last Tuesday night, killing 6 people, wounding 6 more than killing himself. Yesterday, a shooting in an outdoor basketball court at Florida A&M University left one person dead, 4 injured.
The shooting took place around 4:30 p.m. at a student rec center on the school's campus. This woman says violence like this is rare in the community.
Tallahassee is mostly a town full of students going to college, so it's kind of scary when, you know, we're navigating all the time. We're always moving, always on the go. You don't know where is safe, where is not safe.
University issuing a press release saying none of those shot was from the school and that there is no ongoing threat to the university. Police are still searching for a suspect or suspects. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
There was also a weekend shooting in Tennessee. Police are trying to solve a drive-by that interrupted a funeral.
The service Saturday at New Season Church in the Nashville neighborhood of Bordeaux was honoring 19-year-old Terriana Johnson, who was killed in a fatal shooting last week. The celebration of life interrupted by gunfire that witnesses say came from a passing Honda Civic, striking 2 people inside the church. They suffered non-life-threatening injuries.
Fox's Ben Napolitano. On Wall Street, stocks could drop to start the week. Dow futures are down more than 200 points. On Sunday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles improved to an NFL best 10-1, beating the Green Bay Packers 40-33. Earlier, 2 teams won with 2-point conversions in the last minute after touchdowns. Jacksonville upset Baltimore 28-27. The L.A. Chargers edged Arizona 25-24, and 2 games went to overtime.
Jacobs with running room right up the middle. Jacobs is on his way. The Raiders are going to win this game.
Josh Jacobs, 86-yard touchdown run on CBS, wanted for the Las Vegas Raiders over the Seattle Seahawks, 40-34. The Cleveland Browns also beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a TD and OT, 23-17. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.